This week, Bitcoin's price dropped from about 71,000 all the way down to 60,700, a price point we haven't seen since about a month ago here around March 20th. So let's break down the situation together, starting with the fact that on the weekly, applying the money line chart indicator we've been using to keep our finger on the market's pulse, Bitcoin is still in a bullish trend and would only flip into a bearish trend if we closed a week below this 57,000 price point. And for those of us less familiar with reading candlestick price charts, it's actually pretty simple. Check it out. Using a charting platform like TradingView here, we can choose to view Bitcoin's price action in different time intervals like years, months, weeks, and even hours and minutes. Historically, weekly time intervals have been the most accurate when using the Moneyline tool to determine flips between long-term bullish and bearish trends. So when viewing a candlestick price chart with weekly intervals, each of these green and red bars are individual candlesticks, each candlestick representing a week of Bitcoin trading history. There are three simple parts of a candlestick we need to understand. One, red versus green colors. If a candlestick is red, it means the price that particular week closed in a bearish downward trend, while green candlesticks mean the price that particular week closed in a bullish upward trend. Two, the length of the middle section or body of the candlestick. In the solid green or red part of a candlestick, the top and bottom represent the price Bitcoin opened and closed at for the particular week. On a red bearish candlestick, the top of the candlestick's body is the price Bitcoin opened at for a particular week, and the bottom represents the price Bitcoin closed at for a particular week. While with a green bullish candlestick, the bottom represents the opening price, and the top represents the closing price for a particular week. So we can see how that also makes the coloring of a candlestick more clear, where a week Bitcoin closed higher than it opened is a green bullish candlestick, while red is when Bitcoin closed lower than it opened. Simple enough, right? And three. The thin lines above and below the body of the candlesticks are called wicks, similar to a wick that comes out of an actual candle. The wick from the top of a candle represents the highest price Bitcoin reached in a single trade for the week, while the wick from the bottom represents the lowest price Bitcoin reached in a single trade for the week. So putting all this together and looking at the candlestick from last week's dump, this candlestick represents Bitcoin's price action for last week. And at the top of the body, we can see Bitcoin opened at around 69,400 and closed below that at around 65,700, hence the red bearish candlestick coloring. And checking out the wicks here, the highest price Bitcoin traded at last week was around 72,700 and the lowest was 60,700. So what happened? What's on the horizon? What do we need to be mindful of as crypto investors? Hello, I'm Crypto Casey and welcome to another episode of Crypto This Week. Let's take a look at the state of the markets and macro environment at large. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, Morales Money, iTrust Capital, and Tandrem Wallet. Know when to buy, sell, and hold crypto with the Moneyline tool we've been using now for several months to monitor bullish and bearish trends in the market, as well as find altcoin gems before they pump with Morales Money. Buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrencies as well as silver and gold tax-free with your own IRA or individual retirement account, or roll over your current 401k with iTrust Capital and invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tandrem Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use to completely own and control our crypto on the market right now. And it's extremely affordable. So scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. This week, the markets were shooketh by the Iranian drone and missile attack on Israel, as the event could be a harbinger of World War III. And as we discuss on the channel, markets are just representations of people's emotions. So naturally, when there is uncertainty in the market, especially with a potentially serious macroeconomic event like a world war, we will experience these sort of price drops. And a crypto-specific event on the horizon that also stokes uncertainty is the Bitcoin halving, happening in just a few days, April 20th. And what's interesting to note is, as it always seems to do, history is rhyming and possibly repeating itself. Right before the last Bitcoin halving, a significant macro event also occurred, the global pandemic. Check it out. This falling knife of a candlestick was the week the world stopped due to COVID-19 back in March of 2020, sending it into a bearish trend. And we can see Bitcoin wicked from a high of around $8,100 all the way down to $3,900. Ouch. However, see here where Bitcoin flips into a bullish trend on the Moneyline indicator? That was exactly the same week the last Bitcoin halving occurred in May of 2020, which was the beginning of an absolutely wild journey to the last all-time high of 69K. So here's the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good is Bitcoin is still in a bullish trend. A negative global macro event occurred around the last halving, similar to what may be happening this time around. Historically, Bitcoin reaches new all-time highs following a Bitcoin halving. And taking a look at the market cap of Tether, crypto's largest stablecoin, over the past year, the past month, and just this week, it continues to increase, which means a lot of new money is still flowing into the cryptocurrency space. All good, all bullish. Now time for the bad. With the pandemic, the world shut down, the money printers fired up, interest rates were non-existent, along with capital requirements for banks, and that created the perfect environment for investors to throw free money to gamble on speculative assets like Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. Now, our current environment, with the money printers basically just doing enough to prop up certain banks, interest rates at decade highs, it's just not as ideal. However, despite all of those things, Bitcoin has been performing well. The best performing asset of all time, best performing ETF of all time. So clearly the market has largely not really cared too much about the current state of the economy. However, if a world war does break out, which as much as I hate to say it, is an extremely likely scenario, that would be pretty ugly. The ugly. I mean, think about it. Pretty much all the people from the past world wars are gone. So we don't have a close, tangible, personal proximity to the horrors as much as our predecessors. For the first time in human history, we have the capability to destroy the entire planet with nuclear technology. We've got an interconnected world of computers, the internet, that makes our energy grids, financial systems, utility systems vulnerable to new attack vectors that didn't exist before. And what's crazy is that no matter how ugly a World War III event would be, the money printer would fire up again. And so long as the whole world isn't destroyed, all things considered, Bitcoin will likely perform well. So the good, the bad, and the ugly are all likely bullish for Bitcoin for the rest of this bull cycle. Let me know if you agree or if you think otherwise in the comments below. At the end of the day, on the daily, we can see Bitcoin's price has been consolidating nicely over the past month, remaining steadily sideways between this 60 and 70K range with the halving in just a few days. Despite the recent scare and a red bloodbath on the 7-day bubble chart on Morales Money over the past 24 hours, altcoins are already bouncing back and recovering. So as much credence we would like to give to macro events affecting certain types of investments, particularly the Bitcoin and crypto markets, we shouldn't give too much, and here's why. First, a quick word about another type of uncorrelated asset class. Check it out. Everyone who bought Bitcoin at 60K in 2021 had to wait over 3 years to see that price again. People who actually locked in returns from crypto have had to retain them in other types of holdings that can potentially protect, if not grow, that wealth. This is why I've teamed up with Masterworks, who offers another alternative investment that's historically nearly uncorrelated to other markets and has outpaced the S&P 500 since 1995. In fact, it's something that the ultra wealthy have used to protect and grow their wealth for decades and even centuries. Blue chip art. May sound crazy, however, as an investor with Masterworks myself, I now have access to securitized versions of these same whole blue chip pieces by artists like Banksy, Picasso, and more. They've already provided positive net annualized returns on each of their 21 exits, distributing tens of millions back to investors over the past few years. Without Masterworks, it seems almost impossible for an outsider or average investor like us to invest in art, but now any type of investor, from Main Street to Wall Street, can include it as part of their individual portfolio. It tends to be a long-term investment, and shares are limited. So as part of our partnership, our community has the opportunity to skip the waitlist to join Masterworks and start diversifying into art today by scrolling down and using the link below. Be mindful, past performance is not an indicator of future returns. You can see important Reg A disclosures at masterworks.com/CD. Cool. So Bitcoin and crypto could likely perform well despite a potential world war on the horizon, because it's all about what buyers and sellers of Bitcoin and crypto feel about macro events. With money printers printing, the value of our money is decreasing. When there is uncertainty and people start withdrawing money from banks or moving money into bigger banks, the banking system becomes fragile. Depending on which countries become physically affected by a war, people have to travel or move to other countries. War also affects supply chains, which could affect some commodities, some companies, some industries, which could affect certain stocks, options, etc. When considering all of these factors and more, having an asset like Bitcoin that has a fixed supply, unlike money, is on a completely separate network from the banking system, if we self-custody it properly, like with a Tangent wallet, which also makes it easy to transport value between different countries and across the world. Unlike assets like gold and silver, it's not connected to any supply chain that could be disrupted. It's not correlated with any stocks or physical commodities that could be affected. And again, when looking at the chart, not a lot of selling happened when news broke out about the conflict in the Middle East. So although we don't know how Bitcoin and crypto would perform in a World War III scenario, we will likely soon find out. In my random wild guess, sure, there will be price volatility, there will be drops. However, I'm bullish and will remain bullish until the long-term trend flips bearish on the money line, which is if we close a week below that 57K price point. Again, keeping it simple this bull cycle, if or when this happens in the short term, would be confirmation that whatever is happening in the news, in the macro, etc., at this point in time is affecting the price. And if it doesn't happen, like it didn't with the most recent macro news, then the buyers and sellers of Bitcoin, the people in this market, are affected. The chart and the trend is our friend, not the news, not the headlines, not mainstream media. Now, if World War III is declared, the chart reflects massive sell-offs, and the overall trend changes, then we would need to reconsider and reevaluate our positions. Until then, make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and click the bell notification to stay up to date on all the latest content, and be prepared for anything. Also, if you want to learn more about how the Moneyline technical on-chain indicator works, check out this video guide by clicking on the link above. It's a very simple and straightforward tool, even for beginners, that we can use to evaluate positions in any other altcoins and cryptocurrencies we may have positions in. Because if we leave the fate of our portfolios in the hands of the mainstream media, they may buy our bags we FUDded out of, FUD standing for fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and run away with our profit. Check it out, a classic FUDder that is notorious for fear-mongering people out of their investments. JP Morgan warns of downside risk in crypto markets. JP Morgan has warned of a downside risk in crypto markets, citing subdued crypto venture capital flows. The global investment bank's analysts also remain cautious about the US Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, greenlighting spot Ethereum exchange-traded funds, ETFs, in May. So as we already discussed, Tether is still printing, even over this past week, which means money is still flowing into crypto markets. The price of Bitcoin and altcoins started bouncing back just after a few days, and if an ETF for Ethereum was approved in May, that would be wildly, wildly bullish. If it's delayed, it likely wouldn't negatively affect the price, so this headline is largely useless, as when looking at the chart and the trend, we are still bullish, and again, up until the chart and trend flips bearish. However, it's always good to stay up to date on all the latest news, because some of it is more straightforward than the largest bank in the US headlining an opinion. For example, Hong Kong gives initial Bitcoin and Ether ETF nod, issuers say. This is very bullish because there is a ton of money in Hong Kong that, like we saw after the Bitcoin ETF approval in the US, will start flooding into crypto markets. And they are also ahead of the game on the ETH ETF front. Like we discussed in a video together a while back, what's great about crypto is it doesn't need the US to survive or thrive. Capital is moving away from the overly regulated West and to the East. So the only things affected by US crypto crackdowns are US citizens and the US's status as a tech and financial superpower. The money, the tech, the power, the innovation, the commerce, the talent. People will leave the US and go elsewhere. At the end of the day, crypto is here to stay. And with the Bitcoin halving around the corner, dumps like we just experienced and may experience in the short term along the way, maybe our last few chances to get into great altcoin positions before the bull market really takes off throughout the rest of this year and possibly through 2025. Awesome. So if you'd like to increase your chances of making gains by buying and selling altcoins at the right time using the Moneyline, check out this video. To learn more about how we can completely own and control our assets with Tangent Wallet and all of its features, check out this video. And if you're procrastinating and haven't done your taxes, get them done quickly and easily with CoinLedger by clicking on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.